Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Final hour of the week here. And then we got a whole damn week talking about your Miami Hurricanes in the mother bleeping national championship game, dude. Winners last night over Ole Miss in a thriller. This has been an incredible run. What a time to be alive right now. Get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Duralkia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Duralkia. Visit us at Duralkia or at Duralkia.com. Triple B, Big Balls Beck yesterday, 268 yards, two touchdowns, one pick, and a go-ahead touchdown run. He got the offensive player of the game from Verbo, who Mario Cristobal had zero time for on his stage. He's like, would you mind leaving your stage? He doesn't like the suits on his stage. I agree with him.
No.
Does anybody like those suits on the stage? Is it really necessary?
No, you know what I keep thinking of? And his name? Right? Like, everybody shouldn't be up there.
No. Like, and, Dolores, we need you to go up there and give a speech about the trophy. And she was like a deer in headlights. She goes, well, everybody, the Verbo. What's
it called? I mean.
Which means if she's uncomfortable, just don't make her do it.
It's the first time she's probably had to do this in front of millions.
Listen, usually what happens is one of the announcers or the guys who do the game will go up, congratulate the team, and then they'll say, and so-and-so from Verbo are presenting the trophy. That's it. No comments.
Right.
The professional speaker is speaking.
No, look, I'm not going to book.
It's not going to make me go book a vacation Verbo right now.
I do like your commercials. I love the Nick Saban commercials. I think they're genius. The idea of Nick Saban as your landlord is hilarious, or your Verbo host.
It's hilarious.
It's 2:55.
They're all cuddling in the hot tub, and he's sitting across from them.
Puts a limit on the showers.
5-minute showers. This is not a spa.
Those are great commercials. Just play that. You don't. Why can't Nick Saban represent Verbo?
Why can't Nick Saban give the trophy?
Yeah. Why? You know, like, I don't understand why they need to put her up there with that ugly blazer, and they're like, you know, this is where we do it. But I will say that trophy is crazy. Like, I was like, I was talking to Brittany about this. I was like, do you like that trophy? I couldn't figure it out. And then the guy's just like, hey, check it out, dude. The gold ball detaches. I was like, whoa, this thing has trinkets. This is crazy.
I gotta tell you, in all the championships that have been played for, if you win a college football championship, you leave with, like, so much hardware.
Yeah, dude.
Forget just the little crystal ball at the end. But every time you win a bowl game, they give a big old trophy.
By the way, I've thought this entire week that the Fiesta Bowl was still sponsored by Tostitos, and it apparently hasn't been the sponsor for 10 years.
Yeah, dude. We talked about this yesterday.
I was telling these
guys. I mean, we just call it that.
Yeah.
I still call it the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
I thought I was coming in this week. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll bring in some tortilla chips. Yeah, makes no sense. It's the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. Dr. Pepper, though, is the sponsor for the championship. Easy. Tonight is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. and get it right? Do they have the cow up there?
Can I just tell you, in the history of bowls, because I'm familiar with all these bowls,
mm-hmm.
like the biggest bowls were Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Sugar Bowl. Peach Bowl, like, I don't know how they got into it. Because you don't mention Peach Bowl in the same breath with Rose Bowl.
No, Peach Bowl's a secondary bowl.
But they've been in the playoff the whole time.
No, I know. They found their way in. I don't know how that was.
Right. Atlanta needed something.
Atlanta. Yeah. It has more to do with Atlanta, right?
Yeah, because New Orleans has the Sugar Bowl. Even though but Atlanta's been trying to get something. You know, the SEC.
Cali has
game.
The Rose Bowl, which is the granddaddy of them all.
And that might be moving from Pasadena.
So what? It
rains one time?
Yeah. They're trying
to move. No, you can't. The Rose Bowl is a staple.
Guess what? So was the Orange Bowl.
But they still play the Orange Bowl.
Right. But they don't play it in the stadium that it was. The Rose Bowl will be the Rose Bowl. Just won't be.
No, the Rose Bowl is the, like.
Listen, UCLA's not even trying to play the Rose Bowl.
We can't take away Leroy's plaque. They got to move it.
Now, Leroy, they're going to move your plaque. Yeah, they're trying to move it into SoFi now.
Enough of SoFi.
The SoFi Rose Bowl?
They could call it the Rose Bowl, just play it in SoFi.
The Roses here, brought to you by Verbo.
How you can't? I mean, the Rose Bowl parade is not the same if it's not in.
Well, I feel like you've been to. Well, you probably been to the Rose Bowl parade. No, there's no way you could have been at the Rose Bowl parade because you had the game.
Did you ever go to the Rose Bowl parade after playing?
No, it's beforehand.
So then,
it's the same as before the game.
I didn't know if you get brought back as an MVP of the Rose Bowl. I didn't know if you got brought
back. I've been
back.
Brought back, but when they bring you, when you bring you back to do the unveiling, they it's not, you know, like a parade or nothing. They do it like right in front of the wall.
Danny wants to chime in. Hello, Danny.
Yo.
What's
up? This is Dan from Columbus. How's it going?
It's good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a question for Tobes.
Hey.
It's a Miami Heat question, and there's a little follow-up question.
Fair enough.
So I watched your trade ideas video the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to notice Tyler Hero is in basically all of them.
Whoa.
Are you out on Tyler Hero?
Whoa, dude. I don't think that was all of them. Wow, hold on. Was he in all of them?
Almost. I'm pretty sure about maybe all of them except for one.
Interesting. Well, you know, in trades, math has to work, you know. So I was doing big trades with the Terry Rozier contract. And, you know, it just happened to work out that way. You know, you have to have the math. It had nothing to do with Tyler Hero. I mean, you know, they
nothing
do have
to do with Tyler, even though Norman's probably going to be about the same player.
Well, you know, is he the same player? I don't know. That's hard to say. You know, I wouldn't
pretty know.
haven't seen Tyler Hero on the court very much this year, so it's nothing against Tyler Hero. I was just like, well, I'm, you know.
You know what I like? I like this guy. You know why?
He calmly
stepped into it, and Toby was paying attention. Then all of a sudden, Toby got the look like, uh-oh.
Cut him off guard.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. I had one trade. I had Wiggins and Terry Rozier.
Whoa. Hold on. What are we doing with Wiggins?
I think you were not here for that one, Leroy.
Dude, yeah.
Leroy, let me.
And we told you about
Leroy.
This.
Leroy.
He been trying to trade Wiggins since I was gone?
No, Leroy, he's always been trying to trade Wiggins.
I'm not trying to trade anybody.
But it's a way Leroy gets all, like, petrified. This guy's been always trying to trade Wiggins. Your favorite players are gone.
Yeah.
Everybody wants Wiggs, man. He's got some high value right now.
Yeah, well, the idea there was to trade for Anthony Davis, but guess what happened last night?
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, inevitably. Hey, you want to hear my follow-up question?
Yes, I would like.
I don't think you're going to give me the truth about Hero.
I feel like I did give you the truth. I mean,
no,
you know,
you didn't.
This
you're
right. All right.
Welcome to my world.
Interesting. Go ahead, Dan. What is your second follow-up question?
My follow-up question is, this year's kind of a year of discovery, as they've been calling it. You know, we've got all these exciting young players that we want to develop, but we also have a big commitment to Bam Adebayo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we brought in Norm. Those two are besties now. Tyler Hero has not been looking happy lately, for obvious reasons, and that's because, you know, he's not eligible for awards. He's watching the team do well without him, and then when he's on the floor, they forget how to play basketball. So I was wondering what direction you would like to see Miami go in. Do you want to see them kind of move youth around for a star player like John Morant?
Interesting.
Or are you trying to keep the youth?
Wow. I think these are interesting questions, Dan, and I have to think about them. But I will think that over. And
oh,
then
you liar!
Break, right?
Why don't you make a video on it? I'll watch it later.
Maybe I will.
You
hard to say.
Such a fraud.
What do you mean, dude?
You.
Why do I have to decide?
The way you answered both of his questions.
Yes. And then stopped on that.
I
have never met a man who gets caught and then always try to cover his ass. You like
a fraud.
Spit it out.
What?
You know what you would do. Toby's, you know how you feel. Pony.
His mind during those questions was like this, trying to find out how to lie.
Oh my goodness. Tobin. That, you know what was great about that?
What?
Because I would have lost my mind. I would have been loud. I would have been all over the place. I would have been Stephen A. on you,
sure.
Right?
Because
catching you. He's like, and I would like to follow up on that. I'm like,
I didn't realize I was hosting a press conference here.
And the questions.
Apologize for hanging up on him.
I didn't hang up on him. I just said, I got to think it over. I didn't have an answer for him.
Oh,
what direction do I want to?
Hey. That's what he does.
What was the question again? The question.
No, you know what the damn question was.
The question again? What direction do I want to go in?
You've always been grateful for the youth. You talk about the youth or whatever. Why are you trying to hawk them to get a player?
I'm not trying to. Right now, there's not really a guy out there that I think I want that much other than Anthony Edwards. If it was Anthony Edwards, I'd give up everything I could.
How many players have you tossed out there in the trade room?
Well,
you talk about Trey.
The reason
had to fight you over Trey.
I wanted to get a pick.
You would have taken Trey on your team.
I wanted to get a pick. I wanted to get a pick. Okay. So there was that.
You got to play with a guard known.
Here's the thing. I did the Terry Rozier thing. Because the Heat opted to keep Terry Rozier's contract and not opt out of it to save some money, which made me go, what are they working on? And then I just perused the trade machine and thought about, who could they get with this extra money? And if I paired that money with somebody, say, in this example, I use Tyler Hero frequently, but it has nothing to do with Tyler Hero. It was just the math. And so
I'm sure he would take it that way, too.
I don't know how he would take it.
His name is up on all of your trade requests.
I don't know. I don't know how he would take it.
You think, he's just Tobin just trying to figure something out.
It really has nothing to do. I mean, Tyler here is a perfectly fine young man. I have nothing. Very talented basketball player. I wish he would play a little bit more. But, you know, feet are tough. Feet are tricky.
Every time he's played, they've looked awful.
That's your words, not mine. But, you know, I wouldn't exactly counter
that
point.
Facts.
I wouldn't counter that point. And
am I giving an opinion or am I stating facts?
So when I threw out there the potential.
Just ignore me. He just blew up.
If I threw out the potential of Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, and a first round pick for Trey Murphy and Zion Williamson, you know, I was just, you know.
Why do you want Zion?
I mean, I just dunks, dude. I mean, it would be fun.
Dude,
but then.
Like, if you had the perfect team, the team that you wanted,
right.
You know how bad this team would be?
Don't know.
Do you understand how bad this team would be?
Here's the thing. Here's
All of you understand how bad this team was getting if we got every player that you got all warm and fuzzy about?
No,
it would be terrible.
We'd be champions if we had
Dame. Hurt or somebody would be in trouble off the field.
Well, I mean, there's nothing. Hold on. Let's say in trouble. There's nothing wrong with being horny. That's just what Zion's vice is, okay?
And what about Ja?
He horny too.
He's horny for guns.
With a gun trigger.
He likes weapons.
Do you not? Have you been around this organization?
Right.
You think they signed up for that foolishness?
I don't know what they signed up for.
You do know.
By the way, they took before the game was canceled yesterday. You know what happened? Eric Spoelstra took Khalil Ware out of the starting lineup for Tyler Hero.
Oh, he was bitching? After that,
I don't know. I don't know if there was complaints. I just know that
He was like,
that was the decision. So Tyler Hero.
Wait, he benched?
He was going to start yesterday. It was Khalil was going to start on the bench again because Tyler was kind of being frosty last game.
Well, Vucevic is also playing. And he owns. He kinda,
Vucevic.
Does he own Bam? Like, he'd be busting Bam's ass.
He hasn't been busting anybody. All he's been doing is cracking jokes. Vucevic is washed.
You know
dude.
What? And here's what the comments would have been. He hasn't done nothing all the time. and all of a sudden he come in and now he's playing like he's the greatest big in the league.
Sounds like what he said on Tuesday after Rudy Gobert busted Bam's ass.
He did. Well,
he don't bust nobody's ass, but you made it a point to say second game in four days that Rudy Gobert.
Well, he shut him down more than he busted his ass.
I mean, he had 14
points. Bam busted his own ass because his jump shot's busted right now. Shooting like the third little pig out there. House full of bricks.
You do know that Ja Morant's field goal percentage and shooting has waned.
I always wonder.
Dude, you know what? He wants NBA players like you give ring protection.
You can go back 15 years,
you're giving ring protection. If a guy had a great year 5 years ago, he's still talking about I want him.
I didn't even say that I want him. All I said was interesting. You guys are jumping to conclusions, and I feel attacked.
What the hell does trade machine
mean?
I feel attacked.
You should.
You lie. After the fact, you lie. Why are you lying, Tobin?
I didn't say I wanted Ja Morant. I didn't say I was interested in Ja Morant. All I did was read a Shams Charania tweet, and you guys jumped at me. You're not a safe space.
You've never, in previous shows, shown an interest in Ja Morant.
Exactly.
Don't let me operate.
Answer that question.
You I don't. Have before.
What question?
See, here we go. This is how
can't
he
even keep
it.
Up.
This
you know, there's so many attacks.
At no point in time, at any time in this show, that you got all excited about the possibility of having Ja Morant, and me and you argued about it. It's not that hard.
I didn't say that I wanted him. I merely read a tweet.
You almost got in a fist fight in the studio over Ja Morant.
I merely read a tweet. You know, he's got apologizing to do. He called Khalil Ware a pigeon. I don't know that that's going to work. Ja Morant, Andrew Wiggins, swap them out. You think that the Heat have a better record with Andrew Wiggins? Be honest, Posh.
Yes. Here's why. Because Wiggins plays on both sides of the ball.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
You live.
Isn't that evidence of your fawning over Ja Morant?
That was preseason before the year started.
Oh, my goodness.
Pre-committed Andrew Wiggins.
The facts have changed.
The facts have changed.
Tobin's a fraud.
You're the worst.
What?
Tobin's a show.
What do you do this? We've already gotten nominated for our last segment, by the way.
Hold on. Let me explain something to you. One of the reasons why I get so upset with Tobin, right? And you guys call me Debbie Downer and you call me I'm ruining the party. It's because this guy lies.
I'm not a liar. What?
You are.
This is ridiculous.
One week we'll be having some, we'll be fighting over something. And then the next week when I bring it up again, he'll say, I didn't say that. You misinterpreted my words. See, you, no.
You do misinterpret my words. Are you assuming
really?
What I think?
I want Ja Morant? How can I confuse those words?
I told, I've.
Wait, please, explain to me. How did I confuse? I want Ja Morant. Get rid of
Wiggins. I didn't say I wanted Ja Morant. I said
you
just.
Said,
I Tobin, said, please. Would they be a better team if you swapped Wiggins for Morant?
For the life of all that is true and holy, just take the zero.
No, I'm not going to be pigeonholed into something that I did not do.
You're the one who wanted Ja Morant. All
initially,
of us disagreed.
Initially. But Norman Powell changed me. See?
Really?
Told you.
No!
Told you.
Well, that confirms that you initially wanted Ja Morant.
And by the way, you know, I just.
Whoa. Did you just hear that?
You cut it off. You didn't let me finish. So I am what I am, and I want Ja Morant. And by the way, you know,
ooh,
I just.
You trading Lil Jovic for Ja? See?
I got to talk about it. He was playing bad at that time, though.
Dude,
he was playing
no,
really
we have
bad.
Clips of you.
Really
no.
bad.
Tobin.
Really bad. Wait.
Tobin, we have. We
wait,
have.
That's now three.
Wait. Three? I got seven.
Seven.
Wow, I've got seven of them.
There's more? We got to go to break. We have
Give
to be
empty. Ja Morant.
This is what you said.
Give me Ja Morant.
You sure that's me?
You sure?
What, that AI?
You sure they said that?
Artificial Tobin?
What do you mean? Give me him to what?
Wait, I'm on the show. We have video too.
Oh my God. He said, you sure that's me? That is
Wait.
Just take the L.
Take the L, buddy.
Take the L.
Take the L.
Maybe I'll take a J and an A.
Clip that too.
Take a break. Back after this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, quick segment here. Because,
the fraudulence.
I'm not being fraudulent about anything. You guys are bullies.
What? You're certainly not being truthful.
I think I've been truthful.
No, really?
Yeah.
Just lied right there.
I think I'm being truthful.
He's like, you just lied right there.
We got to play Dead to Me before we get out of here today. But first, we got a giveaway. One last giveaway today for Real American Freestyle, which is coming to Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow. Colby Covington takes on Luke Rockhold. And we got one last four-pack of tickets to give away. Just keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. Well, here's your details. Be caller number 3 right now. Caller 3 to 305.
Should have did caller 7 for all them damn lies you told last season.
I didn't tell any lies.
You lied, man.
I didn't tell any lies. No, I'm allowed to change my mind.
You didn't lie.
I'm like
you
Giannis.
We had a very large fabrication.
Oh,
of
wait a minute.
Giannis
don't,
is not
going to change Giannis, your mind. Oh that means that you are not lying about wanting Ja Morant.
Jay Fig.
You gotta tell the truth about wanting Ja.
I don't want Ja.
Wait a minute.
No, you at wanted him.
You know, at a certain price. I mean, like if there's something too good to be, you know, too good to be true, I mean, we got to have a talk about it.
Didn't yesterday you go in on Giannis?
Oh, what a phony.
And then now you're like, I'm like Giannis now?
Well, if he can be a human, I can be a human.
So you, if he could be a phony, you can be a phony?
I'm just saying. This guy's sitting here and he's like, oh, I have the right to change my mind. I'm not allowed to change my mind.
But you got it. Wait, it's okay to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you deny what you changed your mind about. So technically, no mind changing if you don't admit to ever wanting in the first place.
Okay, listen. Let me tell you. I'm going to set the record straight.
Yeah.
I wanted Ja, but now I got Ja Kachonis. So I'm a Ja Kachonis guy now. I don't need Ja Morant.
Dude, if the right person comes up, you would throw his ass in a trash.
I'm telling – no, dude, I love
yes,
Ja Kachonis.
You will. You get because you get mad at us and say, hey, dummies. You got to give up something to get something. You'll throw anybody on that list. Stop it.
I'm sorry. My eyes have been open. You see that shooting from the kid? A point guard who can shoot? That's not something Ja can do.
Which is all things I pointed to you earlier in the year.
Did you?
Yeah, because you know what you start doing? Dunks, 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 dunks.
Well, that's the thing with Ja. He doesn't dunk anymore. It kind of sucks. I'm not here.
Finger rolls.
I'm not here to do more floaters. We get enough of those. Trust me. I am
baby float.
I am floated out. So, anyway, gotta take a break.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. We've had fun. We've had fun, ladies and gentlemen. What does this guy want? Oh, that guy's probably wanted the prize. Somebody going to the wrestling thing, Vlad? Who's going tomorrow?
Mr. Howard Rittman.
Oh, congrats.
He's taking
Howard.
His son who just celebrated his 13th birthday. It's like an extended birthday gift.
So. Very cool.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'll see him there. I'm taking my son. I'm taking my son tomorrow to
nice.
To freestyle wrestling to go check it out. Looking forward to it at the Amerant Bank Arena and to see all that action. Tommy Tobin, who could not get up for the pool jump yesterday. He was too tired. He was tuckered out. In fairness, he did go hard at jiu-jitsu. He was probably exhausted. he's like, wake me up. It's like, well, I tried. He goes, it's okay. Just let me sleep right here. Shh. I'm like, you just dream your sweet little Cane's dreams, Tommy. Don't you worry about it. I got the pool, buddy. Now, for the national championship, I'm just going to take him out of the bed and he can... We're going in, and there's no rules for the natty.
You do understand, if your son is sleepy and mm-hmm. he jumps in the pool, he's going to be wide awake again.
Yep. But there's no rules for the natty. Mrs. Tobin's just going to have to understand.
You know he's coming off a day off already.
That's true.
By the way, I'm more than sure Mrs. Tobin ain't going to give a damn about that game. You're going to be in some trouble.
She's not going to want to be awoken. Awaken around midnight.
True.
Tuesday.
Here's who's dead to me. It's that referee Snodgrass. I knew you were going to be up to something. I don't like him. His name is Snodgrass. And also your little buddy there in the booth. Always agreeing with you.
You like the call.
Of course you do. Dead to me.
Are they like the most... unnecessary part of the game? The official that's not going to snitch on the other official in the booth?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You need a Blandino.
Right, doesn't care
he
anymore.
He don't care anymore.
Out of the game.
Tells you, I'm sick of this tush-push, man. Get this out of the game. It's annoying. That's what you need.
Because you can't stop it. That's why.
Who's dead to you, Leroy?
You're dead to me.
The flu.
Whoa.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because if what I'm hearing is accurate and half the team was sick and had the flu, if they would have lost that game because everybody was dehydrated, that would have sucked.
That's a hydrated champ.
I mean, it's just, it happens. It would have been an unfortunate thing.
Is that because, a thing?
Huh?
People are saying that the whole team had the flu? Or half the team had the flu?
That's what Mario said.
That's what Mario said.
Wow, dude.
A lot of them had.
Listen,
a lot of guys were sick, banged up. Guys had the flu.
I was in a haze.
And they fought through it.
I can't keep up with everything. I was too busy watching.
They got that Pedialyte. Y'all got to get up on that Pedialyte. We used to drink one of them jugs before every game of Pedialyte.
I was too now much.
You couldn't poop for 2 days, but that's a whole nother conversation. We was hydrated.
I was too busy watching Michael Irvin beat the holy hell out of a water cooler with the sweatshirt.
That's what he does. That's belt to ass.
I know. It's
great.
Hey,
you know what's amazing? You see how reserved everybody else was, from both the Ole Miss greats to the Miami greats, and Michael Irvin sweating.
But like, nobody's in his class as far as crazy. That's the thing. Is everybody?
Is
like,
it crazy,
dude?
It's not crazy.
It's not. It's Michael. It's the playmaker, man. It's not crazy,
dude. It's not. Put it this way: crazy is when you do something outside of who you are. Michael Irvin, that fits right in with who he is.
Just playmaker.
So he ain't being crazy. He being Michael Irvin. Although I do say he is, you know, like for no activity, he certainly sweats like he just played a football game.
I just saw a clip with him telling Mike Cunha, I almost thrown out my arm from beating the water cooler. He's like, but I got one more in me. Jennifer, who's dead to you?
You know, I had something in mind of what was dead to me today, but I lost all our thought process after all your lies.
I haven't lied.
She's dead. Wow, you're dead to her.
Tobin, you made Vlad work overtime in finding these audio clips so quickly during the segment.
And then you denied him.
You called him a liar.
Why do you make it look like he's got to use the Dewey Decimal System? We have a thing that you type in Ja and all of our Ja clips come up.
But you made him do extra work. And you know what? You still said that was not true.
I don't know the context or time of those clips.
All this useless lying is just what gets me. That just makes me feel like you're my nominee.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, that you want Ja Morant and that you're decided that you want Ja Morant so much.
Don't put words
and so
in my mouth,
I'm a little bit more.
This is how rumors start, and you know what? You're doing it all over again.
I'm not doing anything.
And you're dead to me.
If you want Ja Morant, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm
Damn,
just
she gave you a minus one, and you're dead to him.
I don't understand what she's so mad
minus
about.
A combo. One.
Minus
what
one.
Is she so upset
because
about?
There's so much deceit going
you're
on.
You're dead.
There's no deceit.
And you refuse to accept it.
Yeah. No, I would accept it if it was in stone, but you guys take snippets.
In stone? What more in stone?
I'm a man.
Snippets?
Audio.
You take snippets. I'm a man Wait. Who speaks 4 hours a day, five okay. days a week. Who knows okay. what we were talking about?
So what about me? What about me when you say that stuff to me and I get mad because I know for a fact that you ain't going to never admit that you said this 2 weeks from now?
I don't have to admit anything. I mean, if I felt some way at a certain time, but I feel something different, that's how it
You're
is.
You're denying even saying it. You're not saying
I didn't deny saying
your
anything.
You just heard like five clips.
I've never denied saying.
More.
Hold on.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. That's why we had to get the clips.
This is why you're
we
not.
You have to go ahead and
this
play
is...
oh
us
my
it all over again.
You are, right now, you are just being.
I got to be honest with you. This is why you two should be in a playpen, because you're two toddlers. If you were grown-ups and we could have a grown-up conversation about it, I'd be happy to, but you don't. You just it's like talking to two-year-olds.
You're not being grown-up right now.
I never said that I never wanted Ja Morant. Those
you
words
did!
Never Do came out of my mouth.
Together. That's what started this whole
Get
conversation.
Ready. Get ready, Vlad. Get ready.
Vlad, who's dead to you?
You.
Oh man.
Wow. That Jeez. Was kind of evil. Jennifer.
That was evil.
You're dead.
You.
She can't be trusted.
Who can't be trusted?
Can't be trusted.
She's
what
trying.
Are you talking about?
She's a deflector. She's sitting
the
here.
The only thing that was missing was that was
you're
it
the one who
the
wanted
lotion in the basket.
All
initially.
Of us disagree.
Initially. But Norman Powell changed me. Yeah, see? Norman Powell's pretty new to the team. I mean, obviously
Give me
I've
Ja Morant.
Who knows when that was?
I could tell you when it was.
That we have this. Yeah.
We have the dates.
Go ahead.
December 12th, 2025.
So a whole year ago? Man.
Oh, no, last month.
What are you talking
last
about?
Last month. 3 weeks ago.
There's no way.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's out of context. There's no
oh
way I would have said
God.
That.
Oh, my God. You say 3 weeks
insane.
Ago you said that.
You're insane.
Wait.
That is unbelievable.
Mad, when I get mad when he says stuff like this, and then he goes, have a little fun, baby.
Just have a little fun.
You guys don't have any fun.
Give me the time, the date one more time, and I'm going to go ahead and clip it in video.
Big time. I mean, a whole clip from last year. Good for you.
You mean last month?
No, last year, 2025. We're in 2026.
Last
Let's move forward.
Month.
You know, Onward. We're only 10 days. We're only, what, 9 days into the new year?
Onward.
Ridiculous.
Moving onward.
Oh my
Jennifer.
So you're saying, are you saying on this day you do not want Ja Morant?
Yeah, that's the question we on right now.
You're taking way too long in this. Taking way too long.
Oh, I mean, not want yeah. John Morant no matter what. Like, so if they said, hey, you guys can get John Morant for Myron Gardner and Terry Rozier's contract, I'm going to say no to that? No, I would like John Morant. Would I still would I give power. Up Kalel, Nico, Kasperis for him? No. Would I give up Jaime for him? No.
You understand that even getting that stuff off your books, now you're hooked to Ja for 2 years.
I don't think that's that bad. I don't think he is that bad a contract. It's not too bad. Can he handle down here? These are all questions. But you guys are interrupting with Vlad and who's dead to him. I mean, it's very rude of you guys.
You
Oh my goodness.
Very rude of you guys. Sorry, Vlad.
It's kind of hard to be upset with anything.
It's a good day.
It's been a good week.
It's a good day,
it's
dude.
It's been a good day.
You know?
I don't. You know what? Nobody's dead to me.
We got John Eric Sullivan. We got the Canes. We got the Heat not having to play last night.
You know what? Yes. All right. You're right. Come on, NBA. Come on, NHL. How do you not don't have something to cool the ice from melting? Are you telling me an unseasonably warm day in Chicago
mm-hmm.
in the winter
yep.
causes condensation on the court?
Something else had to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't that hot. It was humid. It was like in the 50s. It was humid.
It was humid, but
like they played hockey there forever.
Like, what are we talking about?
I don't understand it.
That's what's dead to me. Like not being able.
It almost sounds like to the Tobins are running that.
What do you mean?
Also.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
With all the chicanery to explain what happened.
You know, I'm not going to take.
You know what's funny?
I got to be honest with you. No bit. I'm not going to take pot shots the rest of the week. I'm just not. Like, you guys are being immature.
The week is almost over.
I feel attacked.
You know what, Vlad reminded me of what else was dead to me.
What?
You and the way that you described the court last night, okay?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
A moist court?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
If you have a problem with the word moist, I don't know what to tell you.
Vlad, wait. I got it right here. So,
what in the world?
Yeah, exactly. No. Thank you so much, by the way.
So, this is why it's
Gladys Levercus.
What?
This is why it's crazy.
It's really not that crazy.
How is a court? Huh?
Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight.
No.
I want to be clear about this.
Here.
Schmeathen was great last night.
Say, how about the Heat game being so delayed they're playing boxing right now? Why? Court in Chicago is too moist.
Yeah.
Minus one for word choice.
That was Jennifer.
Yeah, I gave you a minus one.
Marco said, I gave you a minus one because I didn't even think about it until you mentioned it. And then Marco said, keep that court away from Zion. J-Fix said it didn't do anything. Horny. Nobody thought that except you.
Mm-hmm.
More like Marcos. Then here comes old show pony. Moist is a completely acceptable word. Don't make me pretend I can spell condensation.
Well, it would have been better if he actually misspelled it.
And then Jennifer says, I prefer that word. I responded. Now that's funny. The man admitted he can't spell condensation.
Yeah.
Moist was the closest thing.
I didn't know that moist was off the table, but I guess it's off the table.
So Jennifer goes into the deep dark web and says, no reports are saying moist cord delay.
They were saying slick.
No, then, a lot of them were saying condensation, okay, sir?
Yeah, I told you. I didn't want to spell condensation. I was scared.
It's not that hard. It's C-O-N-D-E-N-S-A-T-I-O-N. That's it.
I mean, I didn't think about it that much. I really didn't think moist was an inappropriate word.
We're on a Bulls court,
please.
And you're saying it's moist. That's craziness.
I don't think that deep.
Clearly.
You know? Have a little fun, baby.
Hey, we got to get out of here.
There we go. That's what he throws at everybody for not.
And that's what he
puts. By the way, just for the record on our group chat, I'm not the one who sent us like four pictures of Michael Irvin arching his back, Jennifer.
It was funny.
Acting like I have the horniest texts. That's obviously Marcos.
That's crazy. That's not me.
All right, everybody. That's our show. Congrats to the Canes. Congrats to Mario Cristobal, Malachi Toney for Big Balls Beck. And to everybody here, thank you for tuning in. And we'll talk to you rascals on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.